Hey, everybody. Look, that was short. I was getting ready to jam back here by myself. Though my guest is in the green room, you get to meet her in a minute. But first and foremost, welcome, you guys. Welcome to another edition of Envision Me Talk Show. I'm your host, Pam Stone. I always start out the show with, I know everybody's grumbling. Those that have returned, they're like, oh my goodness, here she goes. Yep. You have three assignments before I bring my guest on. So the first one is, tell me how you're doing. Drop it in the feed. I love to give shout outs. Number two, today is Win Wednesday. What's your win? Now, to help you a little bit, your win is that you set a goal and you've met it. Or you know that you have a goal. It's in motion. You just not finished with it yet, but you know you'll make it to the end by Friday. Or three, you're thinking about it. Just haven't moved it along because you're facing some obstacles. That's okay. All that matters is you're thinking of a goal that you're going to help you move closer to your what's next. So those are your three assignments. And if you finish them all three before the end of the show, do a shout out with you because I am all about the shout outs and the parties and everything like that. And so with that being said, I'm always being asked about Envision Me Talk Show. Why did I do it and how did it come about? And so how it came about was I'm sitting in the corporate world and I'm looking around doing my day-to-day job, sitting at the desk. And one day I literally broke down, right? And I broke down because I did not know what my what's next was. And better yet, I'm making everybody's pockets big because of my skill, because of what I'm doing for them. But I'm not making the money that they're making off of me. And I really had a hard time with that. So if that is you, you are in the right place. Now, what did I do? I pulled myself together. I did ask my team, what is their what's next? Are they ready to pivot? And half my team said no. So then I asked them if I can remove every obstacle. May it be training. May it be that you want to enhance your resume, whatever it may be. If I remove those obstacles, would you be ready to pivot to your what's next? I had one person, but her one remark was, well, as long as I hit the lottery, then absolutely, I'll take you up on it. I knew then it was time for me to empower women that the power in pivoting to our what's next is it is so amazing, especially if you have a tribe like us here that'll support you. So how do we support you? I bring on amazing women around the world that is rocking their what's next and knowing that they have faced obstacles, and you hear them facing obstacles, but they overcome their obstacles. And then they give you a tip on how you can implement whatever you want to do just to prepare you to pivot. So without further ado, everybody, I haven't seen anybody dropped in the feed that they've done their three yet. So keep going, though. You know, you have the three assignments. I love giving shout outs. I love giving kudos. You know, I love celebrating you. Like, I like being celebrated. But in the meantime, let me bring on my amazing guests on the stage. Hey, Miss Shay. How you doing?
I am good. You know, when people ask me that, I tell them better than some, worse than others. It's the honest answer in life. Right? So that's what it is.
But you're right. You are so right about that. You know, it's so good to see you. I'm so excited. We finally get to meet. Well, I didn't even get to tell them what the best news is.
I know.
I can't wait. So if you guys want to guess what we're going to drop, the news about what's going on with us, drop it in the feed and we'll see what we get. But in the meantime, Miss Shay, how did you even come up with, I'm so curious, how did you even come up with Journalist Shay?
Journalist Shay. So I came up, I went to school to be a journalist. And I went to University of Akron. So I was a reporter on the scene, you know, trying to get some stories. I was with ZTV program. And I would just start following a bunch of journalists on Twitter. I was trying to get my news feed to be, like, inspirational. And yes. I just see, like, a lot of journalists, a lot of Black journalists I follow. And one stood out. And her name was Jade the Journalist. And I was like, wow, I like love this girl. She's just like me. Like we got big energy and everything. And then I'm thinking like, I want a name. And then I'm like, what can I put as my Instagram? And I'm like, I got to put journalist in it some way. And I'm like, Journalist Shay. That's who I'm gonna be.
That's so perfect.
Yes, she just like her name inspired me because she was Jade the journalist, and I'm like, I'm trying to be just like Jade, and I'm like, I'm gonna be Journalist Shay. So that's how I came up with Journalist Shay. I'm like, I'm rocking it. It's me. I was gonna be known to be that journalist. So
I love it. I love it. So yes. Tell everybody, who is Journalist Jay? Who is she?
Journalist Shay is somebody that is not boxed in, that is very much free spirit and wide and open to take on any and every story that's worthy of exposure. I am somebody that's very accessible to any media outlet that need my services. Somebody that like to tell stories unfiltered sometimes. Somebody that just want to be there for people that have an outlet to just tell anything that they have on their heart. Just one of them persons. I'm Journalist Shay. I just want to be queen of media. That's just my main goal.
I know that's right.
I want to be attached to everything to where I can give an outlet for people to tell their story. That is my main goal. Like, that is who Journalist Shay is. Somebody that's not boxed in, that's a part of many things in life, many media outlets that can just get your story out there.
So when you say you're not boxed in, Listen, we talked about this a little bit. I'm like, yes. the boxed in, it gives me anxiety because I feel that I'm limited.
Yeah.
Then all the other words come to mind. So when you say you're not boxed in or unboxed, Let's use that word. You're an unboxed individual. How did you even get to be unboxed? You know, we all want to do it.
I actually started off, I'm freelance. So that right there, I'm free to do whatever. I ain't gonna box myself in no type of contracts I don't want to be in. I don't like to box myself under certain rules that I don't have to deal with in life. It's a lot of things that come with media world that people don't know about. It's some contracts that you can't even do too much for people or certain people in situations because you're under a contract. You can't break it. So I don't like being tied to stuff where I'm not free to be who I am. This big Afrocentric girl. I usually have a big fro, y'all. If y'all know me, y'all know.
She does.
This is big Afrocentric.
But it's beautiful.
Woman.
But it's beautiful. I think that should be your signature because it is so beautiful. Yes. Oh my goodness.
That's beautiful. The one right there. But
it is beautiful.
I be unboxed. So I like to move around and help a lot of people. When you're boxed in, you can't really navigate how you want to in life because you're under contract. You can't do too much, can't move too much, can't, you know, expose too much. And that be on my heart with certain things, you know, to get the truth out. So I stay unboxed.
Yeah, I love that. So Shay, you know, we talk a lot about pivoting, right? And so many of us has faced pivoting and it's a hard challenge to face.
Yes.
We have those women out there right now, we're like, oh my God, you guys sound so amazing, but the pivot is hard. What would you tell them? What advice would you like to give them on that piece?
You know what? I want to tell you guys that behind them closed doors, we struggle just like y'all, okay? I'm going to be as real as it get. Everything that glitter isn't, listen, people go through stuff. We have mental breakdown. We have physical breakdown. We have our sick days. We just probably don't show it. We are human just like you. Do not take what we post unless it's positive.
Right.
Unless it's positive, but we are humans. People don't understand that. We go through real life struggles.
Right.
We go through real life situations. We go through the exact same stuff as you. Sometimes it can be better for us in life and sometimes it can be worse. That's why I always tell people I'm better than some in life and I can also be labeled as worse than others. You never know. It depends on how you view life. So I would just tell women that's like, we strong no matter what. We strong. We got a history of being strong. All the rights we fought, all types of things. Just keep going because pivoting in life, you never know what can hit you. You can lose it all one day, get it back the next. Life is just so unexpected. You have to be prepared for the unexpected. And if you're not unprepared, that's when you got to come up with the plan. And that's when you got to pivot and you got to think of a master plan to keep going. Keep crushing them goals. If you got to put it on pause, put it on pause, but don't never give up on them. That's all I got to say, because that's literally what I do in life.
I understand that, which I like. Yeah. I love that. As we keep talking about pivoting, one person that stands in my mind that, and I had to put this down, when you know how we are, we got to write it down sometimes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But one person that really stuck out to me who has pivoted is Beyonce.
Yes.
She has gone from the R&B music. She has gone from gospel, and now she's in country.
Beyonce done boxed herself in. That's why I love her.
Right. She's become unboxed. But imagine how she has pivoted. And I understand, I'm like you. When we pivot, we have to take time. And we have to imagine, what is it going to look like when we pivot? And then tell the people that you can tell. Have you ever faced a time, something big like what Beyonce did? Have you ever had to face that kind of amazing pivoting moment? And how did you go about it? And what was can you even tell us that one time what you have faced that you had to pivot to something big?
Something big. You know what? I think the biggest thing I had to pivot was covering protests. Ooh. And not being biased about it. That was very, very, very challenging for me, because I got to be neutral. As a journalist, you have to be neutral with certain things. And that was kind of challenging. But at the end of the day, hey, I did what I was supposed to do. I was in the field. I was grounded. A lot of people didn't believe in me to do it. A lot of people like, you crazy. Don't go down there. But I don't like for people to doubt me.
Right.
So I did it. And I went out there, and I got a community behind me because I was out there in the field. So I would say that is something that I had to pivot through life, that a lot of people don't go, you know, when it comes to hurricanes and protests, anything that's violent or aggressive, we don't go towards it. I'm the type that's going to go towards it. I'm going to challenge myself.
I understand. Yeah. But you know what? It comes with, and let's be honest, the challenge is the fear, right?
Yes.
And the reason why I brought up Beyonce, in one of her interviews, she embraces fear. And it's embraced it to the point of that it makes her like you. It makes her become an unboxed. Though she learns from it. And then when she learns from it, it allows her to pivot to whatever what she wants to go after. So that was one woman. I'm like, there's so many others that I know my box is getting ready. Well, then she's not the only one. I know she's not the one, but I thought that she was relevant to now versus as you hear her going into the country music. And she too have faced so much obstacles, right? And we all face them. But one of the obstacles that I felt that was very interesting was that the country music channels didn't want to play her music at first.
Now they on the bandwagon, right?
Right. But one country station said that they didn't want to play it because they didn't have it was just so many obstacles that she faced and other reasons why they couldn't play it. However, after everybody, her tribe, just as your tribe, supported her, started backing her up and started every time that they asked about, well, we didn't see the press release. They gave her the press release. They said they didn't even know the words of the song. So they gave them the words of the song. So knowing
that's crazy,
isn't it? And can you imagine though, we're doing that nowadays, right? I mean, that's what really surprised me even more so than anything, that this is happening now. And it has nothing to do with this color of her skin. It is the understanding that someone has a craft and her craft is good, but yet we had to hold it up because of our bias or our unbiased thinking, not knowing that that could have supported it. So
And I agree. And to add on to that, I actually did my first sports tournament. Okay, now let me tell the people. Now, y'all, I don't know nothing about listening. I did my first sports tournament with the GCAC, and I have been getting trained for a long time for this, too, by my girl, Danny. She's the one who put me on. And I'm there, and it's stats going on. A lot of people know the stats. A lot of people know this, the layup, the rebound, the assist. And I'm over here like, I would just say that was one challenging because I stepped into the sports world not knowing much about it. It's a lot I still don't know, and it's a lot I do know. So that right there is actually something that I definitely could have said first go round is the sports world. I don't box myself in. So when she offered me, I said, let's go. And now I be interviewing athletic directors. I interview players. And it's amazing to be in that field. Like, again, I'm learning. Right. But one thing I brought was my interviewing skills. So that right there, I'm going to make it look good.
I know that's right. I get it. But that's great, though. You know, it teaches you this. This has taught me to stretch beyond my imagination, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm coming from the corporate world, sitting in the desk keying to this. Yes. And I love to be in the unbox because I get to do what I love to do, but be me and have fun. So I do get what you're saying, and I get that all about. And kudos to you. As we talked about obstacles, as we talked about what Beyonce had faced in her obstacles, we all face them and we overcome them, right? But overcoming can be hard. So how do you face it? Once you face that obstacle, how do you overcome it? Because sometimes we sit and wallow in it for a while. Too long. Let's be honest. We're women. We do wallow in it longer than we should. So what do you do?
Honestly, well, let me tell the folks. I'm going to be dramatic about it, for one. I'm going to be dramatic. Let's throw that out there, okay? I'm going to go ahead and be dramatic about the situation. And I'm going to sit in it and be dramatic. Then I'm going to figure out my plan.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna have to do. I gotta come up with a plan. Life is literally about planning. Whether you agree or not, we plan to wake up the next day to start our day with something else. Literally, I'm just gonna plan it. That's it. That's all. If my plan A don't work, go to plan B, which is to make plan A work. That's all I can do. Just give it my all. And if it don't work, I'm just gonna keep trying it till I figure something out that works for me.
Right.
That's it. It's all about pushing yourself and keep going no matter what. You gotta keep going. It's easier said than done, absolutely, but you gotta keep going no matter what. Just pick yourself up, even if you take the first step. That's all that takes. It's all it takes. Just keep going, keep moving forward. That's all I do, is just keep moving forward.
I'm with you. I do have to say, I'm with you. Okay, let me get back. I'm a little petty. I'm petty. So I'm going to sit here for a moment like, I know they didn't.
Yeah, I got to be dramatic about it. Like,
look, I'll be like, oh. I said, what? They didn't. But I am petty, but I'm learning to, I'm working through it, y'all. Like Pastor Keon says, I'm not perfect. I'm still working on, God's still working on me.
So God's still working on me.
So please be patient. But knowing I'm the working on me, I'm petty.
I am too. Very much. And dramatic at that. So I'm gonna be petty and dramatic. That's a combination right there.
So I do. Women, I want you to know that as we're having fun, but understand that we are doing what we are passion and our purpose. And we do become petty, but we're still doing it. And I want you y'all to know that, guess what? It's okay to pivot.
Yes.
It's okay. And pivoting is hard, it's scary, and it's lonely. But let me tell you, you have a tribe here. We done faced it. You just heard us tell you. We just laid it all out for you to know how to feel and knowing that you can do it. So with that being said, do you want to announce the news to them that what it is we're working on?
Get ready for it. Boom! Big drop! Big bomb! Big bomb!
Yes, you guys, guess what? Miss Shay is going to be right as a columnist for Vision Made magazine. You can bring her on here to be cheering us on. But this is so exciting to have you part of the team. We talk about you all the time. You just came so right on time because I need somebody with some high energy.
Yes.
The vision of how Vision Made works. So you guys will get to see columnist Shay.
Columnist the journalist Shay. In front of it.
I know that's right. Journalist Shay, she will have her own column and you guys will get to see her. So Shay, do you want to say anything about that?
You know what? I want to say everybody, because I'm just dedicated to just looking out for the sisterhood, okay? Voices from the sisters. I love you guys. And do not hesitate to reach out because I want to spread some love to y'all. I want to spread some love to you guys. Please don't hesitate to contact me or Miss Pam, who gonna contact me. And she know I'm going to get it done for her, no matter what. So please, because we need to get you guys out there. I want to expose you wonderful women out here because we need that outlet.
We're sisters.
We have an outlet here.
So you guys have to do it. You have to come and you have to come and join us.
Yes, I
always say, and I've been saying, I can see, and I know this is God putting this vision in me, us women joining arm in arm together with no hesitation, no judgment, and we're going out here and rocking we're pivoting.
We're unstoppable.
Yes. So you know, ladies, and let me tell you, this, we're doing what we love. I love coming and bringing women on, such as Journalist Shay, and talking. Y'all, if you haven't seen it, if you don't know, you need to keep following us because we're going to be.
Oh, we got some stuff for y'all.
You don't even know. I'm getting ready to drop. I have to tell her at the back. Shay does not know what I'm getting ready to drop on. I told Brooke, and Brooke was like, okay. Oh, you're good. She's like, oh, so I can't wait to drop it on you. I'll tell you when we get ready to end. But real quick, Ms. Shay,
yes,
our time is almost over. I can't believe this has been so much fun.
I know. We always get on and talk.
All the time. So on this side of the show, we always get a little bit personal. And so the first thing we always talk about is book on the shelf. First, let me drop now, because this is where my phone will start dinging and ringing. Mm-hmm. I don't get any kickbacks, you guys. I promise you I don't. But one thing, the reason why I have book on the shelf is so that you know the way you can be ready for your pivot and your what's next is expanding your mind. Right.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say this. I don't read books. I listen to books. So Audible is my joint. I love some Audible books. I think I'm up to 90 books now in my Audible library. But I believe in reading. I believe I have every kind of, maybe all about self awareness, or may it be about building myself up. I always believe in that. And so that's one book. And then of course I have the other books there sprinkled in as well. But with that being said, Shay, do you have a book you like to drop to everybody? And what is it?
I've been reading A Tribe Called Bliss.
Ooh.
And also, and that book dedicates on how you find in your tribe, who you be around, who you associating with, find your tribe. And it's been very inspirational, because when you go on a journey of growth, everybody can't go with you. You have to find your tribe. That who believes in you, who supports you, who gives you opportunities, who's going to uplift you when they can, and you can do it vice versa. You are a tribe together, and when one win, we all go win.
Absolutely.
So that's the book I've been focusing on, and my tribe is nothing but amazing people around me that want nothing but the best for me.
Right.
And we all piggyback off of each other to help each other out in life and what our visions and our goals is. So that one is very, very inspirational that I have been reading. It makes you think. It's like a self-awareness type of book. It makes you narrow it down to see if you the problem or not. I ain't the problem, y'all. So I already know. I can hold myself accountable. No, anything that I did have to fix, I worked on myself. Self-growth all the time. Nobody perfect. So anything that I had to fix, I made sure I fixed it before I brought it to amazing people that's coming into my life, because I don't want to stare away my wonderful tribe that I need. God aligned a beautiful tribe for me, and I'm going to continue to keep that beautiful tribe and try to be successful in life. So that's what I'm on right now.
I love it. What is it called again?
A Tribe Called Bliss.
A Tribe Called Bliss.
Yes.
I'm gonna definitely check that book out and add it to our book on the shelf list.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I'm gonna go ahead and get it and start listening to it it'll help me walk. As I walk, I can listen to the book. So I love that.
You'll love it. It breaks down, who you are, who you around. It's true. So
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm gonna listen to it tonight. One other piece that we always talk about is self-care. You're a busy woman. So what are some self-care things that you do for yourself?
You know what? I put my phone on do not disturb and I go to sleep. So that's a self-care tip that I do there. I really have to. I be so in tune with the world so much that I do have to literally discipline myself to me put too. It on Do Not Disturb. Because you know what? One thing as a journalist that I learned, the news don't stop. This is like 25/8, 365. We can't, it don't stop. So sometimes I have to shut my mental down. Even at nighttime, I can't even watch shows. I'd be like, cut the TV off. You have to sleep. I have to force myself to sleep. Because if not, I'm going to be up on social media, checking this update and this update because I want to be the first one to get the information out. It be my mind race so much because I love the world and it's so much chaos going on, but it's so much positive going on too. So it's just kind of like trying to balance it all. I really have to, number one self-care that I do is shut the world out sometimes. I have to because my mind races so much with what's going on in the world. And that, any person can drive you insane. Drive you insane. And to keep my mind clear, I got to shut down after a certain hour. And I still don't do that. I'm working on it. After a certain hour, I'm going to have to put my phone in sleep mode, do not disturb, so I know to go ahead and put it to the side, Shay. Tomorrow is a brand new day. You will catch that news the next day.
I just learned that. And do you hear me comment? I just learned that maybe 4 or 5 months ago. I used to be up all night trying to catch up and trying to learn and how can that fit into Vision May? Where can it fit in? How does it really fit in? Okay, if it fits in, how am I going to? It just, my mind was, I'm like you, my mind.
It's racing. I'll be having like a list of things like, oh my gosh, this one. Did I do this one? So my mind be racing. Oh my gosh, can I do it early? And then turn it in early? My mind go crazy. So I be having to shut it off. Because technology is very powerful nowadays. You go to sleep with it. So, and I'm one that's addicted to it because you get your news straight to your phone.
And I've started even setting boundaries on what can ding to my phone at a certain time. A certain time because, man, my phone, I used to be like, oh, let me see.
Wait a minute, what happened? What's the backstory?
That used to be me as a
I'm telling you. I'm learning.
Again, remember, I'm still in the work, so just got to be patient with me.
That's what I do. I shut down the self-care, you guys. It's mandatory. I ignore the world. Even though I'm a journalist, I'm not supposed to. I have to sometimes to get my brain to be all right and functioning for the very next day. So that's what self-care that I do for myself.
I agree. Well, this has been so fun. But before we wrap it up, I have two more questions for you. First one is, what is Shay's what's next?
You know what's next for me? I want to, again, be somebody that's very, very, very accessible to the network. What's next for me is to prioritize what all I'm connected to and make sure I give everything my all. What's next for me is to continue to be successful, being who I am, let opportunities land to me and just ace them the best way I can. I just want, what's next for me is what God has aligned for me. I don't know. He wrote the plan. I'm just going to do my work as I do the process of working hard. That's what's next for me. I don't know it yet. My plan is different from God's plan. So whatever aligned and whatever's supposed to be for me, it's about to come. And I'm just going to continue to do whatever I'm connected to, who I'm connected to. I'm going hard for them, no matter what. So what's going to be next for me is me going hard in life. Because there ain't no stopping.
I know that's right. I'm with you there. I'm so with you there. I'm going so hard now because I see it. And now I taste it. And man, I'm like, where was this?
It's
like
a listen, y'all. In other words, what's next for us is to turn it up a notch. Turning it up a notch. That's what's next for us. Turn it up a notch. Who gonna stop us?
No one.
Exactly. We're turning it up. That's what's next.
And if they do stop us, if they try to stop us, guess what? We just walk over top of them.
Yeah, walk past it.
Right.
We walk past it. So that's what's next, y'all. turning it up a notch. That's what we don't do.
Absolutely.
That's the plan. Turn it
up a notch. That is the plan. And then lastly, Shay, as we leave today, leave the show, what would you like to leave the listeners with?
I would like to leave the listeners with support this brand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Support this brand. This is wonderful. Y'all need to be connected to somebody like Miss Pam. She gives out wonderful opportunities. Okay. She gave your girl opportunity. You know, be connected, be informed, be in the game. Okay. Get in the field to know what's going on out here no matter what. Please give us some stories to share. Don't don't be scared. That's what we are here for. Contact Miss Pam. Contact Brooke. That's my girl. Contact me. You know, we are here to tell the story. Connect with the brand. Please don't count this brand out. Don't count it out. That's what I want to leave y'all with. Don't count it out. And I'm not saying that because I am a part of it and have a column. Don't count it out because I am a very much big supporter, if you know me. And I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to always shout what I'm a part of out. Don't count this brand out. Please don't. So
thank
y'all
you.
That's what I'm going to leave y'all with. And we're turning it up a notch.
That's right. Period. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you in the green room and I'll be right back with you so I can drop the other nugget that we're going to do.
Okay.
So everybody, did you get it? Oh my goodness. This was a powerful, moving, inspirational show. So if you are looking to connect with Shay, I will drop where you can connect to her, let you know how you can get in touch. You can stay in touch with me. Again, she is now the columnist for Envision Made magazine. I'm super excited. But I want to drop this with you. First and foremost, thank you, Bullseye, for the big congratulations to Ms. Shay. I will pass it along to her. But then let me tell everybody, as you sit here and you heard us talk about pivoting is hard and it comes with fear, but know that you only got one life to live. Live it to your fullest. You see, Shay is out here doing it. She is killing it and rocking it, and she's not living in a box because she wants to be unboxed. So it's time for you to become unboxed and start going after your what's next. If you are needing help to pivot, or if you're needing help to be unboxed like Shay and myself, drop me a line. You can even drop me a text at 614-674-0074 and put unboxed, and one of us will be with you. But live it to your life and to your fullest. And know you have cheerleaders behind you preparing you to pivot for your what's next. Until next week, we'll have another amazing guest that is joining us here on Envision Me Talk Show. You take care of yourself, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.